What's good, everybody? Not us. we're all here.
The liberal tears are real.
Yeah, we're here together for you guys.
And I will keep crying them. That's my favorite thing is every fucking like man in my comment section being like, go cry more. And it's like, I literally will.
And I'm like, y'all stormed the Capitol. Like, what do you mean? I'm having an emotion.
I will keep crying.
You stormed the Capitol.
Should we? Should we go to D.C. on the 6th?
Wait, did you see? TJ sent to me. It was so funny. It was like all the they-thems need to storm the Capitol. And then they like, I think I have it in here.
It's like, I have anxiety.
Hold on. Can we take a pause?
Yeah.
Hi, this is triggering.
But they like
my
put
space.
The little bubbles over the photo of like
the people storming
it.
The Capitol.
I want you to like read what they are.
They should just do a pride parade at the Capitol at least or something.
Yeah. Yeah, except they'll probably
outside
fucking,
of Mar-a-Lago.
Like, kill people. It said, hold on, all this climbing is triggering my anxiety. Sorry, I need to wait for the rest of my polycule. I will be subletting my apartment from January 6th until January 18th. Hit me up on IG. I'd like to acknowledge that this insurrection is taking place on the ancestral tribal homeland of the indigenous Anacostan people.
Oh, man.
We need to do our own Jan 6th now. It's so funny. And there's like a rat flag and a pride flag.
Acknowledging that is so funny.
No, it's so funny.
That's really funny.
I mean, the tweets are getting me through.
The tweets are getting me through.
Are there
well.
Funny tweets?
Yes.
This one, this is like for my haters group chat. We just like send like hater stuff. It says, honestly, this election offends me as a certified hater. Hating people for things they can't control, their race, sexuality, country of origin, etc., is tired and a bit lazy. I hate people for reasons so nuanced and deeply personal. Work harder at the craft of hating.
Yeah, that's okay. Here's a couple things that I think are positive and worth keeping in mind.
Yeah. And should we just acknowledge like, thank you to everyone who, one, did register, people who did vote, people who did
volunteer. Yeah, we did have a lot of comments that were like,
thank you to everyone who voted for Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Thank
right.
you to all of you who voted for Donald
and
Trump.
And people who volunteered their own time to help that campaign out. Like, I think your support does not go unnoticed. And it's a bummer, but I just want to say, like, thank you. The amount of also listeners and people who were so excited about voting and helping out with the campaign and giving us ups for inspiring them to do so. I just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you.
Literally
to
start crying.
Well, and it matters. Like, a lot of people, this was their first time getting engaged. And if it was, like, this is what it's like to be an American, is being politically involved and engaged. I feel really bad for the people where it's like, I was 8 years old when Donald Trump is elected, and I'm going to be like 30 when he's out of office.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fucking insane. Yeah. We grew up with like Obama for 8 years.
Regular
like,
people.
Yeah. It,
who
and
are
it was like.
Probably corrupt, but you know, at least they're like kind of normal.
And like Mitt Romney. So like we had a world in which we understood a more normal political.
Mitt Romney's so hot. Like, get that Republican man in Congress.
Like, the worst thing Mitt Romney did was like put the dog on top of his car when he went on a road trip. And that was like the big scandal that ruined him.
He's so hot.
He put a dog on top of
That it like came out that like they did a family trip and he like put a dog in one of those crates on the top of the car and drove through like the snow and the dog got
the
like
snow.
The snow was like the dog was like really cold and shaky.
Aww.
Oh no.
And I mean, it was a big scandal. It's obviously a nightmare, but compared to what we're dealing with now.
Cancel him.
Okay, a couple other things. Only around 20% of this country voted for scumbag in chief. Okay. It's not like one out of every two people, one out of every three people, one out of every 10 people. It's like there is a very small part of this country that voted. 80% of the people did not vote for him. So we are not in this like hellscape minority that people are like, okay, everyone's against us. All the people that love you still love you. All the people that think like us still like us. Like, we're not alone here. If you live in a city and you're like a smart person or you're voted for Kamala, all the people that you saw and all the people that agreed with you are still out there. It's not like things have changed that much. We just learned how many other people there are that did vote the other way.
That is correct. Only 20%.
I think it's around 18 to 20%. There's 400 million.
What was it like?
There's 400 million Americans.
80-something million.
No, he got like 70 million votes.
70 million.
He lost voters from 2020.
Kamala got what?
68.
They're still counting, but
okay. But there's 330. No, I know, but there's like 300.
There's 400 million in America.
Oh my gosh, I thought there was 330.
There was in our lifetime, and then it bumped up to 400 million.
Okay.
Too many illegal.
I guess I was
summer,
just
right?
trying to do the math on.
See you later.
But eligible. Okay.
And also, right. things are never as bad or as good as we think they're going to be. Like, I'm trying to convince myself of this. Like, yes, it was a fucking nightmare under 4 years of Trump, but we also knew, like, what the right things were. And if you just paid attention to the right things, and, like, when COVID came out, if you listened to doctors instead of morons, you wore a mask and you
said... But he's changing the FDA.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. This is me, a little bit of cope. I think he's... old as fuck. I think he doesn't actually care about anything, and he just wants to play golf and relax and, like, hopefully not do anything.
He just didn't want to go to jail.
Let's just, like, have it, like, a structure, though, to this. Sure. On, like, the flow of it. If we want to, like, start with election night and that played out, where we felt like things did go wrong. Like, I don't know. How do we break this down?
I'll follow your lead on this.
I just want, like, to have, like, a flow of, like, we're covering this.
Can we let I would like the women to share how they feel.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, I mean, good. Personally, I feel like I'm in this, like, place, and I know it's not good, but it's like, well, if all these people don't give a shit, like, why should I, you know?
Meaning who?
In my mind, everyone.
Yeah.
In my mind, everyone.
That is kind of what it feels like, that nobody cares and nobody should care, but I would argue that that's just not true. Like, 60-70 million people voted for her.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know logically, but it just feels like...
And I would argue that the people that voted for her, and this is what I'm discovering too, is the people that voted for her are way more informed and understand what she was, who she stood for, what she believed in. And I've done, like, over the past couple days, like, I just go into every right-wing cringe account that I would always, like, swipe past if it ever came to my algorithm. The level of intelligence and awareness of reality that Trump voters have is just so far away from the level of reality that we have. I think a lot of people...
But it's crazy that he won.
Because I think most people are just in their little algorithm, and, like, what they're seeing is Trump or Kamala, and they'll be like, well, Trump is, like, pretty, like, he's kind of a gangster, and Kamala, like, what has she done? Cool, we're going to vote for Trump. And that is the level that they have seen. They haven't seen... Nobody on the right, not nobody, a majority, I think, of Trump voters, no fucking idea about January 6th. Have not seen any
There's
of them.
There's no way.
No, there is. I'm telling you, Carly,
they don't know about January 6th.
No, they are clueless. They're living in a different version of reality than we are.
I don't understand why we're acting like this is the first time we've ever seen him. He's been, like, doing this shit for the past decade.
I know.
Plus.
But we've seen it, and they just haven't. I don't know how it's possible.
It's because they reframe it, and it's like...
They've seen it. They just choose to ignore it.
Yeah.
But they just haven't. They're like,
why should I care about this?
Yeah, and they haven't been told why they should, because they're like...
Because they don't think it's real.
Yeah, because Ben Shapiro...
People are literally still messaging me being like, he's not a racist, he's not a sexist.
Yeah, because that's what their reality is.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not that that's their reality. It's they're choosing to ignore the facts.
Yeah. They haven't seen them, is my view.
No, they have. Like, I know these people have seen it. They are choosing to ignore that.
Yeah, there's a lot of mental gymnastics to be like, oh, when he said... Mexicans aren't sending their best.
Right.
He's talking only about the illegal immigrants. And it's like, that. If you want to take that from that, you can.
But don't you feel like this is such a response, though, from, I think, coming from Biden himself? Like, it's people who, because Biden was like, his approval rating was like, what, at like between like around 30%?
Yeah, most presidents have bad approval ratings, but yeah.
Right. I mean, I think a lot of it is like how unpopular Biden was as a president, and this is like a response from that.
Yeah,
if it was somebody else completely in that position who was more fit and was doing better with their administration, I don't think it's
a man.
I think it's
I
less
like
about
it was a man.
Trump
no.
And it's the it's about yeah and it's I about think, their concerns of inflation, immigration, foreign policy, all
yeah,
of that.
I think people a lot, and I think a lot of people are like, there's two things that I think one is a lot of people which is unfortunate. A lot of people think that there's a button in the White House that the president has.
Yeah.
And it's like gas prices and groceries up. And they think Biden is pressing that button and Trump is going to go in there and press it down.
People literally, I saw a tweet this morning and it was like, my gas went down like 20 cents today. Like, thanks, Trump.
He's
like,
not
I'm
even
sorry.
In office yet.
You are so dumb.
But that's who we're dealing with here.
Exactly. That's what's scary. That's why it's scary.
Yeah. It's scary that there is a higher number of people that are dumb than are smart. But... that just means that, like, we have more, a little bit more work to do. And if we just get in, it's not impossible, right? Like, we can beat it. I don't know how right now. It's clear, whatever happened. And so, like, I think a lot of people were just like, well, groceries are more expensive than they were when Biden was president, so I'm just going to vote against whoever it is. And like,
it's like all pretty much what I heard when I would like watch debates.
Yeah,
like,
it's well, just my, people are
like,
just
groceries are crazy expensive, and they explain also, it to them, and they still are just like, well, I'm still gonna vote.
And that's
for
what
him.
The conservative news cycle has been, you know,
that's it.
Peppering over and over and over and running with that narrative, and that's what these people who live in their own bubble.
I need to work out, get buff, hang out with hot girls, and be like, it's cool to be a feminist and take over the Andrew Tate like mindset.
Start a podcast.
And go on Joe Rogan. And,
yeah.
Because like Bernie was on Joe Rogan and. In 2015, 2016, and Rogan endorsed Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders won the primary in California both times. And it's like they just like ignored what reality is, which is when you look at the top four podcasts, talk to a Ben Shapiro.
Kamala should have gone on Joe Rogan. She said she couldn't come to the studio and record with him.
Tim Walsh
should
have gone on.
Yeah, exactly. He should have gone on as well. She said that she wanted Joe Rogan to fly to her and only chat for like 40 minutes. And he was like,
well,
I'm not going to do that.
The United States.
And Joe Rogan also is not like a gotcha kind of person. He would give anybody that moment. They would have had glasses of whiskey and he would have... He would have heard her out, and it would have done.
So insane to think that the vice president should fly to where fucking Joe Rogan is.
Well, this is the difference.
But that's also doing running a campaign.
Why is she going on MSNBC this morning, where like nobody's watching, and then 80 million people watch Joe Rogan? So it's like it feels like she shouldn't because he's a podcaster. But
I don't think it's that she shouldn't. I just think she probably had reason why she didn't.
I think stuff like that, though, is why we didn't reach the people we needed to reach.
Yeah.
Like, people just saw the amount of people that probably saw that Joe Rogan clip the day before the election and was like, oh, if Trump went on Rogan and it seems normal, I'll just vote for him. And that's like the unfortunate reality that we live in. So it's not like
correct
that it should be that way. It's just that's the way it is. Like Tim Walz should have gone on Theo Von. Bernie Sanders went on Theo Von, but so did Trump. And did J.D. Vance go on Theo Von, too?
I don't think so.
No.
Like, we just need to accept that these fucking, like, bro podcasters have millions and millions and millions of followers, and, like, fucking CNN and MSNBC do not, and Meet the Press and Face the Nation and knocking on doors wasn't enough. I don't know what the margins are yet that we lost by, but it's also, like, because of the way the Electoral College works, I think it was, like, in 100,000 votes in a couple of states, we could have won.
Yeah. The campaign could have been ran a lot more aggressive to pulling over people on the other side. And as much as I loved all the TikToks, I was getting chills every time. I was all into the Kamala, Brat, Summer, all of it. But, you know, even I loved all the PSAs. What would you call those PSAs? Were making it almost like, oh, the women, you can vote for Kamala as a secret.
Yes.
And I love those, but that wasn't enough.
Yeah.
I don't really think it was enough.
I agree.
I think that they trusted that it was going to go well in a lot of different avenues.
Like
it could have been more
in humanity.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of people that are like pretty leftist and super progressive that were like, why the fuck are you campaigning with Liz Cheney and posting that you have 200 Republicans that supported you? Like that strategy of, well, we're going to get the non-Trump Republicans and we're going to get the moderate Republicans and independents. Like, it was a strategy, and that strategy didn't work. And it's like, Democrats shouldn't be going after the Liz Cheneys of the world, because for our generation, Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney, Iraq War, like, that's insane. I think a lot of people just sat home because they're like, why the fuck would I vote for the Cheney-endorsed candidate? Like, that might be – there's going to be so much questioning as to why what happened.
Yeah.
And there's probably a lot of truth to a lot of it, but I also, did you guys see Jon Stewart's thing where he was like, everybody's going to have an opinion and everyone that is like on TV is going to have an opinion and they're all fucking wrong because they all thought we were going to win and no one's really going to know. I think the only thing we can do is like make being smart and being informed as like viral and important and relatable and connected as possible. And we just have to beat them at their own game. Like the top five podcasts are just literal right-wing lies consistently. And
Talk to her.
Is Talk to a right-wing show? I feel like she's pretty normal, right?
No, that's not. I don't,
yeah, no.
I've never listened to an episode.
I'm just kidding. It's like
maybe she should get like, you know, Kim Jong-un on the show, like all those memes that they had. Yeah, we just have to like realize where people are and where they're listening and beat them at that game. And I'm also done being fucking nice to the people that are distributing the lies, like Ben Shapiro, Tucker Carlson, Jordan Peterson, Dave Rubin, Tim Pool. All these guys are anti-American fucking scumbag who should be, they should be the fucking first to be deported. Elon Musk, illegal immigrant, he's the first out of here. Obviously, that's not what's going to happen, but
that would be kind of funny if like, that was the first person to get.
It's just insane that the richest guy in the world bought the largest news media outlet in the world and then used it to 100% endorse the billionaire candidate. And these dumb motherfuckers are like, no, we're going to beat the elites. And we're like, those guys are for the underdogs. I think people will find out real fucking fast that they voted against their own interests. And I think...
No, but yeah, they will. And then they'll blame it on somebody else.
Yeah, well, it'll be...
Probably. Yeah. There is no accountability. They'll blame it on Biden. They'll blame it on the Democrats. But something will break the spell. I think it's also when Donald Trump dies, when he's... chokes on a Cheeto or falls down. Like, this guy is, I mean, he did.
It's crazy how he's now older than Biden was when Biden won for the first time. So, and how Biden was, how Biden was going, or still is right now, but how much he's puttering along. It'll be interesting to see how much stamina Trump has at the end of this term.
So I think that is a lot of people are in the cult. And once the cult leader dies, it's very difficult to replace him. Like, J.D. Vance with his fucking eyeliner is not going to replace him.
Is he still, like, once you've had one term and it's been broken up and then you win the second term, do you still, are you eligible for now a third?
Your hand keeps going into the camera, just
blocking my face. I don't think so. No.
You're not eligible for the third
term? You can only be president for two terms.
Right
now,
but
yeah, as far as 2024
only
goes.
Two terms if it's been separated, but it's not a...
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do it like...
I also have some
hope. It doesn't count for back-to-back.
I don't think so.
Like, J.D. Vance was a never-Trump person and called Trump America's Hitler. So I do think that there is some level deep down in him that if, like, Trump does die in the term, that he will be like, okay, I'm finally free from, like, the cult and we can do normal conservative things, which we may not all agree with, but, like, I don't know. It's... I'm trying to find the silver lining.
I know, and I've just been so shooketh over... Trump's like threat and call that he would dismantle the Department of Education and defund.
Yeah,
because what does that mean? Like
everything would be private.
So like private,
so
schools.
So that they could make religion
money.
Be.
Well, yeah, just like there's no like federal funding now for schools.
So there'd be like no public school funding is basically what.
Yeah, like any like borderline like poverty schools, underperforming schools, they will not receive federal funding from that.
It's like only state funded.
But they have to meet his like also criteria of what he's wanting to see in schools, and that comes out. Like
Jesus.
Like they don't
literally
want like
Jesus.
Critical race theory being taught in schools. They're like one.
Think I'm having kids.
Yeah, I think there's
like national prayer, all of that.
This is also like
there's also tons of books that they want to pull out of schools
as
well.
This is like literally Black Mirror.
Pretty bananas, and that's just gonna break my heart because like I don't know, education is like one of my top things that I'm always like rooting for, and the knowing that there's a threat that like all of that funding will get pulled out from schools that really need it.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. He might be so fucking bad in the first 2 years that it's gonna uproot so many people's lives and they will be forced to confront that they voted against their own interests. I know it's not historically what happened, but also like activating a lot of young people even more so, and people who were like the amount of college kids I went on these fucking Republican viral TikTok accounts and Instagram accounts, the amount of college kids that are voting for Trump or didn't vote seems to be like on if you were in the Trump algorithm like we were in the Kamala algorithm, you would be convinced that there's no way Trump would have lost. Like, their media is just as convincing as ours was. They were, Trump is number one. You'd see fucking all these, like, sororities and frat guys, like, doing dances for Trump. Like, there is a different reality that we all did not see. And they have not seen our reality. And I think that's what we need to, like, figure out over the next 4 years and beyond is get, like, every time I see a Republican TikTok now, I'm like, this is the most cringe peak, cringe shit of all time. Like, they need to know that their shit is cringe and wrong and dumb because they've convinced their audience that like being a liberal is dumb. Like the amount of dudes who are like own the libs and that's their whole personality. It's like, fuck you. Oh, MAGA is a like,
yeah.
MAGA is cringe.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Way. It's okay if you didn't get all your holiday shopping done as early as you had hoped, because Way is making it easier to give way better gifts this holiday season. Did you get what I did there? Their hair and body products are specifically designed to customize a routine that works for you and personalize a gift for everyone on your list. I personally, I'm sure you've seen Carly talk about this, the Way products that we use are incredible. They make me feel great. They're invigorating. They smell great. They feel good. And with this winter weather and being very dry in Los Angeles, it really is helpful to know that I'm using a product that really helps and keeps me feeling great. And you can give Way better gifts with their best sellers like leave-in conditioner, which is a multitasking leave-in conditioner that detangles, hydrates, and fights frizz for every hair type on your list. Their detox shampoo cleanses buildup of product, hard water deposits, dirt, oil, and other impurities, and it is safe for all hair types, including color-treated or keratin-treated hair and Brazilian blowouts. The St. Barts Hair and Body Mist, and this scent is not just a basic beach. The St. Barts fragrance is here to take you away in just a spray. And their hair oil is nutrient-packed, absorbs quickly, and keeps colors from fading, and revives damaged hair easily. Tis the season to get away and save. 15% off site-wide when you give the gift of way. Whether the person on your list has fine, medium, or thick hair, or multiple hair concerns, Way's got you covered. Get on your way to save for the holiday. Go to theouai.com for 15% off site-wide when you enter promo code GOOD, G-O-O-D. That's the way, theouai.com for 15% off with code GOOD. And now back to the episode.
I do. It's really cool, though, like this day and age of like watching an election with how far in advance social media is, where we're having like our own active debates and discussions that we have access to like on our phones all the time. Because like creators themselves, like Dean, Parker, all of those guys, I think did a really great job entirely streaming and having open discussions and debates with people.
Yeah.
But it's cool that our generation, we have that form and we have that access to hear people who are our age and people who are normal citizens like them arguing and having these open debates. Because back then, past elections, it was like the debates will only happen truly on TV.
That's
or
good.
Maybe in person at your local town halls with people who are running. But it's really cool how like the what is it? The
zeitgeist open forum culture
in political space for people to have these discussions. Is really great. And I just think that's what people need to continue to do, is have more discussions have more debates.
The right's been doing it for decades. Yeah. That's why they're ahead. You're right, 100%. We got to be doing it.
We truly do. And
it's going to be... I'm not doing anything ever again.
That's fair. There is
I'm not kidding.
There's definitely a feeling that like I'm fucking over it. I'm disengaging, which is fair. And like, if you don't want to, don't. But I do think there is going to be an unlock of people that are like more fired up than ever. I think a lot of the bigger left-wing media people are more incentivized than ever to like build coalitions together. Like there is no left version of the Daily Wire where there's like eight people that are all getting the same talking points and spreading their message out. It's all like these people are all over the place. Like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just, there's a lot of work to do. And
yeah, but I think it was a huge wake-up call.
I had a bit. We're going to take some questions, some of them related to the election, some of them not.
How you doing, Aaron?
Do you want to talk more?
It's going to be all right, okay? Oh, says the white man.
Stay with us, sweetie. I know.
It really is.
I'm right there with you, sister.
I know, and I thank you for being on our team.
Yeah.
On behalf of all white men, you're a fuck you if you're a white man that voted for Trump. Go fuck
and
yourself.
And women, let's be clear. White women.
Yeah. Well, I can't. I don't want to say anything to women.
I give you permission.
To say white women fuck who you, voted for women. Trump, yeah. Fuck yourself. 80% of American Jews voted for Kamala, so.
But those 20%.
What?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I was getting so many DMs yesterday. Well, I was posting stuff that was like, you're fucking we need to be meaner
100%
to people who voted for Trump.
100%.
Like, because they're so mean to like have been for the past 8 years. What
I know they have.
I saw this and I was like,
I want to start. I want to start using slurs to them, like coming up with like shit from like the 1800s or something. I don't know. Like,
have you seen Grippy stories and stuff?
Yes.
Like it's just like
that's what we need.
But let's say that Kamala, you know, accepted the defeat with dignity and offered, you know, congratulations to Trump and all of that.
She should have got up and said, "I'm not fucking leaving. Kick me out. Come after me, motherfuckers. Like, do what Trump did."
It's just so... I'm like, oh, this it says. I think we need to be meaner. I'm tired of tiptoeing. If you voted for him, you're a bad person. People who voted for Harris are better than you. They're smarter than you, statistically speaking.
100%.
That you can just Google that. If you voted for him, you lack empathy. You're unintelligent. You're weird. And you're a bad person, period. And the amount of people in my DMs
you
that
said
were
this?
Like... It was something that I saw on Twitter that posted yesterday.
Hell yeah.
The first day I was just like sad. Yesterday I was pissed. Like I was so, today I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, these are the
stages of grief.
Yeah, on election night, I Googled the 7 stages of grief to prepare myself.
I was so mad yesterday.
Yeah, I was like, this is it. I'm going
to
prepare.
But people are like, you're so hateful. And I'm like, so when Trump calls you an idiot to your face, it's fine and you vote for him. But when I do it, I'm hateful. Make it make sense.
No, I know.
It doesn't. Fuck them.
And they're saying, oh, the tolerant left. And it's like, since when do I need to be tolerant to people
who... We're the evil left now.
Yeah, or like the worst people on earth.
Yeah, it's... you're right to feel this way, Aaron. It's insane. We live in a country that has a lot of dumb motherfuckers in it that fell for a lot of dumb shit. I will say a couple things. If women only voted, I don't know if you've seen what that map looks like.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It looks like better than Obama 08.
If literally everyone who was just not a fucking white man or white woman voted, we'd be good.
Yeah, but that we do live.
Those are the people that it's affecting.
Yeah. And well, there are a few wins. Missouri, I think, passed an abortion, allowed abortion to be legal. Florida got, I think, 58% and they needed 60%.
Yeah, they lost.
So I think in the midterms, politicians who run in these states are realizing that, like, you will have to be pro-abortion, otherwise you won't win because these states are wanting abortion. Like, there is a step backwards that we took, but I still believe in America. I still believe in like the ability to progress, even though it seems like things are going backwards. And in our lifetime, things have gone backwards in a lot of ways. But I also think back to like what it used to be like in the Vietnam era, when we were sending men based on whatever day of the month you were born to go fight in Vietnam and die for a war to like stop communism. And we were making widows out of wives and orphans out of kids for a fucking war in Vietnam for no reason that nobody wanted. Millions of people. We had World War II. We had the nuclear threats. Like, there's been awful shit before. There will be awful shit again.
It got better and now it's getting worse.
Yeah, that's definitely what it feels like, and I think
that is what's happening.
No, I'm not discounting it. I'm saying it, but it can get better again. Like, it's not just because we took a step backwards doesn't mean we can't take another one forward.
Like Kamala said, when it's only dark, all you can do is look up and
shut up,
the
Kamala.
I
mean,
I didn't even watch her fucking speech.
I was just watching it. Like,
it's a good speech.
Yeah, it was just a speech.
Trump was like, Elon, he put the rocket up. Best paint I've ever seen on a rocket.
I mean, it's Idiocracy. It cool. We are living in Idiocracy.
Something that really like, pissed me off.
Dude,
the
fact that Dana White was like, thanks to the Nelk boys.
Oh, and Aiden Ross?
No,
the guy
that's
who sniffs
scary.
Farts of his. Have you seen the Aiden Ross supercut of him sniffing the chairs of his guests after they get up?
Yeah, that's scary. Like, that's scary.
Yeah, no, like, these people could be our next president because it's. That's
I know,
what,
but
how
we're
it's
not
now
dumb.
All these same people are tweeting, like, I'm going to rape you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a problem
Women
in this country.
Women are property. Like, people are literally, like, I saw in Texas, someone had a fucking sign that was women are property.
Yeah, there was, like, a
Nick Fuentes
thing at Texas State University.
Oh, I know.
And it's, like, Trump as our president allows rhetoric, I feel. For
not
people.
Even that. He is a rapist.
And he is a rapist, and he is a convicted felon. But all these people that are so obsessed with him are like, oh, I can say whatever I want then, too.
Like,
haha,
the
women.
Same people who are like, he's not a rapist. He was proven innocent, which isn't true. Are the same people who are like, Joe Biden's a pedophile with zero evidence.
I know. It's just, it writes itself.
There's literally court documents of Trump raping a 13-year-old.
Yep.
And still you ignore that.
Yeah.
And like, if you have a daughter, huh?
They just don't see or ignore these things. And the mental gymnastics is, it's something we're going to need to deal with. Like, I think.
How?
I don't know yet.
That's the fight starts. I'm like, what do you mean the fight? What
given fight? This information for years.
No, but they haven't been given it.
It's public information. But the thing is, like, if someone tells you, like, oh, he raped a 13-year-old, you go to the fucking internet and you Google it. They don't do that because they would rather it not believe be true. It. Mm-hmm.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. So we have to make it true for them. Like, they have to understand this. We need to do way more.
We need a video.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what that
means. We need proof. There's no proof. That didn't happen. Everything that he's ever done in his life, they are like, that's, no.
Yeah.
He could literally go on stage and say the N-word, and they would be like, you're not racist.
Yeah, like, he was just proving a point.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think this is just a general, in my own thought, but, like, I think this idea of, like, finding all these awful things and then posting them and being like, look what they said and did, I actually think that might be hurtful, where it's, like, to take that, you know, if someone tweets something insane, like, your body, my choice, and everybody posts that, I think it's, like,
gives them virality.
Yeah, it's, like, you're showing more people this hateful shit. And I think what we should be, like, that's not what the right does. They don't take, like, a policy from Harris and is like, you see what they're trying to do? They just
because
make
they
shit up.
They don't know what the fuck she's doing.
Right, they're making shit up. And I'm not saying we need a lie, but I don't think, just my opinion, I don't think that, like, taking the worst racist, misogynistic shit from the right and then saying, hey, this is what they're saying, like, I know that it feels cathartic, but all you're actually doing is putting more eyeballs on hateful shit. Instead, we need to be, like, putting more eyeballs on truthful shit, positive shit, stuff that move things forward, like, not adding more eyeballs to awful things is my view right now. Like, I don't want to be seeing Trump speeches and then responding to them. It's like, I'm just going to keep saying, like, be a fucking feminist. That's cool. That's manly. That's the message that people are not getting, is like, feminism is not cool. Being a lib is not cool. That's what a lot of people have been hearing. And instead of taking a Nick Fuentes tweet and being like, this is awful, just ignore him. Like, ignore those people. I know it's tough, but that would be my view of, like, a way to start, is not using our platforms to show, not our, like, us specifically, but, like, people who have platforms, taking the most insane negative shit from the other side and then being like, look at this, and I'm upset about it. That said, we got some questions from the audience. Carly, did you ever receive your Owala bottle from the sketchy website?
No, I didn't.
You never got
it?
No?
No.
How long has it been?
I mean, it has to be over 2 months.
Do you have tracking for it?
No.
Is it in Changshu, China?
It's in Compton.
It's in Compton?
Oh, should we go get it?
Yeah, go there right after this.
No, it never, like, charged my, because I was like, well, obviously I'm going to call Amex and be like, hey, this is, like, a scam fraudulent, or whatever. Yeah. And they're like, it's fine. Like, didn't even go through, so.
Oh, you didn't get charged for it?
It was, like, processing, and it's not there anymore.
Well, so. Now it's going to cost 10 times more because of the tariffs.
Because the tariffs. Dumbasses.
No, it won't.
The other country pays for the tariff.
For $1 million.
Even me and Aaron know that. It's not true. Sorry.
For but. $1 million, what game or skill could you beat Donald Trump at?
Literally anything. A walking competition.
The preamble to the Constitution.
The Wordle.
Wordle.
Yeah, probably.
The little him trying to solve a Wordle would be hilarious, I will say.
Yeah.
He would the whole time try to, like, defend why he's not getting it right, you know?
Yeah.
he would just, like, make up lies.
I'm seeing a lot of green letters.
I don't like that green party.
Speaking of the Wordle, the New York Times Tech Guild is on strike.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to support the strikers, follow
break
them on Instagram.
Streak. Yeah, don't play it. It's been so hard not
Wait,
playing
really?
It.
Wait, really? Don't play
it. I had to say goodbye to my entire Wordle streak.
Me, I'm not supporting Devastated. Anyone anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, no, literally. Everyone go fuck yourself.
But do not play the New York Times any of the games.
Me, all who did respect. You vote for, New York Times employees?
What?
I said, who did you vote for, New York Times employees?
Yeah. But
Mike tried to make...
their messaging on Instagram was, like, not great. It was like, we voted for a strike, and, like, that's their pinned thing. And I was like, I don't really, like, this. Nobody gets what this means. And I, because one of my friends is working there and was part of the strike, and I was like, you guys need to make something that makes it very clear. Like, do not play the New York Times games because we are on strike. And they didn't have that messaging.
And so Mike was like, I'm going to help out. I'm going to help the New York Times Tech Guild and, you know, support their strike. And so we made this for them to share it on their Instagram story. Mike,
I went on Canva. I spent
like
five.
A seventh grader made it. It looks like they made it with, like, Microsoft PowerPoint.
I was going to say, it looks like a Nintendo, like, it's beginning like screen.
Three different non-complimentary fonts in my eyes, Mike. My eyes. I was just like, buddy, I love that you're doing this, but this looks terrible.
I went on Canva for 5 minutes, and I was like, let me just write what I think needs to happen. Okay.
It's okay. All respect. We're just joking.
Well, I definitely lost my streak election night.
We'll be right back to this after a quick word from today's sponsor, MeUndies. Now, lounge season is officially on us with MeUndies, your favorite company that makes the most comfortable underwear in the world, also makes the coziest loungewear that's perfect for holiday season. From lounge pants to hoodies, sweats, and onesies, MeUndies is here to remind you that it's never too late or too early to start thinking about gift ideas. What could be a better gift than the comfort of MeUndies? I've been using them. I've been a customer of MeUndies for over 10 years now. I found out about them through a podcast, and I'm so happy that they're a sponsor of this show so that you can experience the magic and the glory of MeUndies for yourself. They have style for everyone. MeUndies has a cut for every butt with 10 different styles that come in over 100 different colors and prints ranging from black to all over dinosaur print. They have versatile loungewear because MeUndies is not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. They have unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature super soft micro-modal fabric is breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. They are responsibly sourced and they use sustainable source materials and work with partners that care for their workers. They have a problem-free philosophy, so if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies. Kick off lounge season with MeUndies and get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/good. Enter promo code G-O-O-D. That is MeUndies.com/good, code good, for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Oh, I haven't played like the whole week.
So wait,
I'm on strike. I'm supporting
the strike. They're on strike because the team that has built the technology for these games in the New York Times has not been given like a fair contract. And they've been asking for one. And now they have striked, meaning they don't work until they get their contract.
Mm, yeah.
And the way that we support them is by not playing the game. So like, you know, the needle on election night, the New York Times needle, it almost didn't launch because the tech team was on strike, but they somehow figured out how to get it live.
Damn.
And I was trying to cope. I was like, nah, this needle's fucking bullshit. The tech team's on strike. It's not working.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Man, that would have
So
me
don't
hope
play
the
New York Times games until the strike is over. Okay, I actually have a question for you guys. I think I know the answer, but a lot of people asked if they're dating. Aaron is getting turning into the dark side more and more.
A Sith Lord. Yeah. Her eyes are going to start turning red.
Waiting for you to pull out the red lightsaber. A lot of people asked if they should dump their boyfriend if they voted for Trump.
Yeah. I mean, I think so. If your values don't align, dump either way. Like,
yeah,
it's not gonna work.
It's also like, just to be very clear, like this whole politics thing is like, you can't like not be friends with someone because of their politics, which is like, okay, sure. If we're like talking about the economy or education or things that are actually fucking political, not like racism, homophobia, misogyny, those kinds of things, like, you're a bad person.
Yeah.
I don't want you in my life.
And for women especially, it goes to show, like, a lot of people say, why don't women ever speak up? Like, if a woman gets raped or something, it's like, why didn't you like say anything? Well, now, especially, it's like, well, because the guy that did do that is now our president, so there's no consequences, really.
That is a feeling that is valid, but we can't let it be how things are moving forward. Like, right now, that's what it feels like, but it's, like, you still have to put up the fight. Like, I've been doing a lot of...
It's just what is true. Like, imagine, like, I don't know, like, all the dads out there. Like, imagine if your daughter was sexually assaulted.
Dad.
Or, you know, our word is, or I don't like to say the word, I don't know. But,
yeah.
And then that man became president, and would you vote for that guy? Like, I just...
Yeah. And I think a lot of mental gymnastics goes into it, too, where, like, they would probably say something, well, you guys voted for Bill Clinton, and he fucking cheated on his wife.
Well, I didn't
do that, so... I know, but I'm saying, like, how people think, and it's...
Cheating on your wife and raping someone are two different things.
They rely on apathy and giving up, and it's fair to feel this way now, but I think in time it will pass. I think more power will be, like, everything moves back and forth all of the time, and it's not great to be in a situation that we're in right now, but it's not the end of the world, and it, like, will... It will get better. Things do get better. They do get worse, but they do get better. And I've been watching a lot of, like, James Baldwin and, like, reading quotes from
James Baldwin.
Civil rights leaders and, like, reading shit from the feminist movement and the women's suffrage movement. Like, women used to not have the right to vote in this country. Women used to
and
not.
And we're not gonna soon.
Yeah. I'm honestly done voting.
Yeah.
No, because
no.
I'm kidding. It's just how I feel right now.
Yeah,
just
it's okay to check out.
In my mind, it's like, why the fuck is it?
I'm more fired up than anything. Yeah, to like really pay attention to see how this administration.
But that's
like,
how. But I feel like we were fired up because Trump was running for president. It's like, okay, we gotta like beat this. Like, we cannot have Project 2025 get rolled out in our lifetime. And I feel like we were so. I mean. I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
The best tweet that I saw was like, next week, half of this country is going to be utterly shocked and confused as to how the outcome came.
Yeah, us.
I know, but we thought, I was like, these MAGA guys are going to be in for a rude awakening. I thought it was going to be a fucking landslide. I was on record saying I hope it was. Like, and there is just two different realities that we're living in, and it doesn't mean that we give up, is my view. Is like, it's a punch, it's a step back. But we are still Americans. We are still smart. We are still strong.
Not everyone. Let's be clear.
I'm saying we, the people who are, we got to come up with a word for like anti-MAGA. Like,
yeah.
And it's not Democrats. It's not libs.
Maggots. I saw people saying that on TikTok last night. Maggots.
Maggots.
I like it.
Like, wait, we're maggots?
No, MAGA is maggots.
Oh, M-A-G-G-O-T?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like the Make America Healthy Again, how it's like MAHA? But everyone who's like a friend of Amanda Bynes. Yeah, it just reminds me.
Amanda Bynes.
So weird. We have a music festival in Omaha every year called Maha. Oh.
Maha?
We should see if Emo and I wants to perform there.
No more performing in red states, Taylor. I'm telling you right now, stop fueling their economy.
Well, Omaha is blue, a blue city.
Yeah, there's only blue cities. Omaha. I feel like...
Yeah, all the cool cities are blue.
Yeah.
Austin,
I mean, it's
Los Angeles, New York.
These celebrity endorsements, we're not even close to doing enough. Like,
because they think
Billy,
they're,
Taylor.
It doesn't
because
work
all
as
of
well
them
as...
are like, they all went to Diddy parties, but will ignore the fact that Trump was literally friends with the man. This
I
is
guess.
Like their loophole way of thinking.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, everyone who endorsed Kamala Harris is a pedophile.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like everyone thinks that everyone is one way. And that's also a big problem, is that it's not everyone is this one way. Like, we're all not the same, even in our views about things. Like, but they're looking at us as we think there should, like, our TikTok about you doing the Kamala Day in the Life, which, by the way, got muted on TikTok.
Kamala
I don't know why.
Day in the Life.
The school, like,
oh, 8, yeah.
8:30 to AM,
oh,
counting
it got
genders.
Muted. Dang.
It got muted. I think, yeah, they're starting to shut us down. like, that's what I think a lot of the right thinks. Every single person who voted for Kamala truly thinks like that, in the same way that we think that every single person that voted for Trump is like a misogynist, racist, Nazi.
I don't think that they are that. I think that they voted for someone who is and
exactly.
are enabling that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is the place that we need to understand that they view us that way, though, like, which is also frustrating, something we need to break
but
through.
Nothing that we do is bad,
but they think it is.
No, I know. but objectively, the things that they are voting for are bad.
100%.
And like, that's the difference.
It's just crazy in their mind. It's like, we want so many illegal immigrants to come in this country and kill people. Like, that's not even also how like how he says first day in office, he's going to do a mass deportation of all these. I'm like, so how? Like, you're going to have to set up some type of camp, like,
yeah,
for real.
It's about $88 billion a year. I think they said
like,
it's going to be.
Sorry, inflation is not going to get any better with it. You're going to spend how much money? $88 billion of our money.
Yeah.
Just to.
I also saw that he was saying that, like, children of immigrants, even if they were born here, they will be.
They've said they want to do.
And that's like over 6 million people.
They want to do a lot of crazy shit.
Yeah.
We'll see how much of it happens. His first term was obviously, like, awful, but he was stopped from doing a lot of the crazy shit. And people need to remember how bad it was with, like...
But now the House and Senate are all conservative.
No, I think we got the Senate this morning. I think Philadelphia...
Oh, we did.
Pennsylvania, we got it. Yeah, they're the Senate
they
we got.
They did the vote.
I think they finally finished counting.
I just, like, don't understand how all of these Democrats won these red states in Senate.
There's something fishy about
that. There was also, like, a big Amish vote, too, about Pennsylvania, because there was a huge... I wish I knew more specifics about what went down with the Amish.
They don't even have TV.
The Amish...
How do they know?
They're of the same level of...
There was a big controversy with pasteurized milk in the state of Pennsylvania, and a lot of Amish people were upset about that, and so they registered in record amounts of numbers.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like videos of them, like, going down the streets.
Yeah, Ezekiel, Jebediah, all of them, Malachi, they all just showed up, and, you know, all
the
props
milk.
To their way of life, but they do think that was a big contributor in
I'm also
going,
so, this is so surface level, but the three voices that we are going to have to hear are obvious. I cannot stand Trump's voice, Elon Musk's voice, and Robert F. Kennedy. Like, I don't want to.
Easy.
No, fuck
Easy.
Him. Fuck him.
I,
fuck him.
I know,
fuck Elon
but we're
Musk.
Making fun of, like,
the Rockets. No,
he's making fun of him.
Dude, I don't give a fuck. No, fuck them, Matt. They make fun of us. I'm going to make fun of them. They can go fuck themselves. I don't give a
I'm
fuck.
I'm going to make fun of
He's anti-vaccine. Yeah. He thinks that he wrote... Dude,
well,
he wrote
Donald Trump literally made fun of someone with disabilities.
Yeah.
True.
So,
true.
Fuck him, dude.
True.
Fuck him.
I thought we were a little bit
We're not.
That.
We're not.
Fine.
We're not. It didn't work. Fuck him.
I'm going to
RFK wrote a book
source.
About Dr. Fauci being the bad guy. That's the level of fucking dumbass. I don't even want to use the... I'm going to get hated. I'm just these three voices, like, that's who's going to be in our fucking media cycle every day. But
no,
Donald Trump famously is unable to work with anybody for a long period of time. Him and Elon Musk are going to get into a fight.
I mean, I'm so excited for that.
Well, yeah.
They're going to it's going to be a big
launch
they should just
into
film
a
it
fucking spaceship.
They should film it for Bravo, like the Trump White House, like
yeah.
And make a Bravo
just
show
drama.
Out of, like,
he literally would do that too.
Yeah.
Drama.
And so, like, there is a little bit of hope that, like, he's just so... I think all this guy wants to do is just fucking play golf and eat Cheetos and give speeches. And he doesn't even want to give the speeches anymore. He was like, this is going to be one of my last rallies. I think he's just old and tired and weak. And that's one of my hopes. So...
Isn't he getting sentenced in a couple weeks?
Yeah.
But he can push it. They'll push it for, like, 4 years.
They also are winding down the... They're winding down, like, the January 6th stuff. And, yeah, I would encourage you, if you did vote for Trump and you're still watching this show at this point, I would encourage you to look up the fake electors plot, the Eastman memos, the criminal immunity ruling from the Supreme Court, and the Jack Smith indictments. All those are probably sound like magical buzzwords to you, but every single American should know what those are.
Fake.
Yeah, we just start acting
fake.
With them.
Yeah.
Not real.
It's
doctored.
It's insane. Another person asked, what's your best place for unbiased news?
Honestly, my Twitter feed is mixed with both.
Actually, yeah.
Like, before the election, like, I would see a lot of Republican-leaning stuff, which I thought was interesting.
The BBC.
I would say...
I think the BBC sometimes has an interesting, like, lens on things because they're, you know...
International.
International.
Yeah.
And I think they have interesting takes that balance out both sides because they're trying to make sense of what's going on, truly.
My view
own
is,
eyes.
Fuck BBC, unbiased news. Get your fucking news biased, because that's what they do. They are listening to biased news.
Vox. I love Vox.
Yeah.
But Vox is pretty left-leaning, but I love their videos. I think they're very, like, clean-cut and very simple, and they explain things in a great visual way for their videos. And
I'm literally like, I don't watch the news.
Yeah, I'm like, the news.
Everyone who's like, stop media. Media. And I'm like, I literally don't watch the news.
No, and you know how I know that they all, every single conservative that I have talked to who voted for Trump over the last week, and also I was talking to a few before the election to try and sway them, they're brain rotted, and every single one of them has the exact same talking points.
Uh-huh.
And it's like talking to an AI chatbot. January 6th, I know what their response is going to be. The sexual assault cases, I know what their response is going to be. And so, like, they're getting their news biased. There's plenty of left-wing places to get your news from. Vox, David Pakman, Brian Tyler Cohen. There's, like, people that are out there. Who's our boy? Dean Parker. Like, don't try and get unbiased news. get fucking biased news because they're shamelessly biasing their news. And this idea that, like, we need to be fair and balanced. No, you don't. When the other side is a fucking lying, anti-American, unpatriotic, scumbag, election-denying, coup-supporting media environment that normalizes that, seeing the other side in an unbiased way is what led us to this, by trying to normalize and say, we're going to be fair to the other side. And, like, the fact that they asked fucking Tim Walz, hey, you said in 40 years ago you went to China in May, but it was really April. Can you answer that? And then J.D. Vance, would you certify the election? Wow, see, they're both liars. That's what fucking got us here, is trying to be unbiased. Fuck all the unbiased media. Fuck everybody. Fuck everybody.
Yeah.
Except for you if you voted for Kamala.
Yeah.
If you voted for Kamala, you did the right thing, and that's the America we're going to build back. And, yeah.
That's the America that's going to be great again.
Yeah, honestly, we need to make America great again. I'll fucking take it over from them because it was great under Biden.
Are we getting rid of Red 40?
That's a good question.
I'm trying to find one thing that I can, like, get excited about.
There will be.
I'm looking forward to seeing if there will be a ban on Red 40.
What is that exactly? I know it's a dye that's in, like, red.
Yeah.
Doritos and Gatorade.
There is a problem in this country that, like, a lot of food stuff is unhealthy.
Yeah.
And the government should be regulating it better than they are. But I don't think the answer to that is eliminating the Food and Drug Administration or whatever the fuck they want to do. It's also really funny. I watched a lot of clips of when Obama was president, Michelle.
Oh, and then she wanted to clean up, like, student lunches and stuff. Yeah. And everybody thought that was just such an overreach.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like, now what?
So conservatives who speak for conservatives, they are the scum of the earth, evil, have no principles. They lie knowingly. And you should never listen to a conservative pundit of any kind ever again. Ever. They are lying to you. On January 7th, the day after January 6th, watch Ben Shapiro's episode, okay? He sounds like fucking Hassan Piker, left wing. Donald Trump is a fucking disgrace to this country. The people that stormed the Capitol are anti-American. That's Ben Shapiro, January 7th.
Wait, so when did he flip?
When he started to realize that Trump was beating everybody in the primaries of the newest election cycle without showing up to a debate.
Elon would shit talk Trump.
Yeah. Elon used to say Donald Trump is going to be too old to be president. These people are all.
His vice president called him Hitler.
His previous vice president.
It's insane.
Every conservative person who literally
worked for him was like, do not vote for this man.
Every person who worked for him said, do not vote for this man.
Yeah.
And we still fucking voted for him.
Famously made all these anti-trans documentaries in 2015. He wrote a whole blog post in 2015 when he still had a brain and principles, apparently. I will never vote for Donald Trump. I am a never Trumper. If you vote for Donald Trump, you are destroying our country. These people know the truth. I'm not saying the voters. The voters have been misled by these conservative pundits who have lied for the last 8 to 10 years when they've realized that their audience is going to just listen to more and more extreme. Tucker Carlson, Dominion lawsuit, got fired for lying knowingly about ballots and convinced an entire generation of people that there was election fraud. And he got fired because they had to pay out the biggest defamation lawsuit in the history of fucking America. And Fox News couldn't afford to pay Tucker Carlson anymore. And he is on record behind the scenes knowingly lying to his audience. And he still does it to this day. And I'm done letting both sides feel like they should be allowed to speak, because these right wing pundits are lying to your fucking face for money. And that's the problem in this country. And we're going to tell you the truth to your face for way less money, but we're going to still do it because I believe in America, and I believe that the people that voted should be informed to make the best decisions.
I'm surprised Dean and Parker don't have a podcast.
I think they should.
They'll start one, I bet.
Yeah, that's such a good idea. Very soon.
We got to get the, what's his name? George Soros has to fund their podcast. I think Mark Cuban should, I was actually talking to your brother about this, about raising money from billionaires and starting the left wing Daily Wire and getting
liberal MAGA.
Yeah, liberal. We liberal need MAGA. It. We fucking need blue MAGA.
We're fucking real.
We need it. It. Yeah.
I don't want the word MAGA in it though.
Well, no.
So thoughts on unfollowing influencers who are silent, neutral, or post as normal?
Well, I agree
silent,
with that.
I'm for like, the most I don't part. Know what the fuck you're up to. Okay. I just personally, I'm like, I don't.
I just went through and I was like, I know this person likes Trump, bye. Or if they didn't, or if they were posting like their voted sticker and then the next day everything was normal, I was like, fuck you.
But can people themselves, like as influencers, just have boundaries of what they want to share?
Yeah, of course.
Like sometimes, course. Like I wish I was a little bit more politically vocal, but my mental health, I can't deal with just, I want to say backlash, just dealing with responses and opening that door. And yeah, I get flooded with hate, people wanting to debate, all of that. I'm just like, I refuse to just engage with it. And as well as like, I'm not trying to allow it. I wish I was tougher. I wish I could handle it and have my, you know.
Yeah, I turned my like replies off a while ago. And like right now, I'm like really happy I did because I know I'd be looking at them because they like bother me sometimes.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah. And I struggle with it because, yeah, I do have conservative friends and people that I know. And I'm not saying that I, I don't want to upset them and I don't want to hurt their feelings. It's just like I don't want to have that just like mentally in my head next time I see them. And if they want to talk and engage with me about it, and I just don't want to deal with it.
That's part of why they're winning. Because when they fucking post their awful shit, their shit does not get flooded with comments and their shit does not get flooded with messages of calling them evil fucking scumbag, fuck you, you're an idiot. Like
they do. I've seen it like on TikTok. I've seen like viral videos of people who are like, Trump's my next president, like I vote for Trump, like,
and all the comments,
a lot
are bad.
Of comments were like, hey, so this
not
is
enough
insane,
not know? Enough because they're still yeah. doing it. We need to.
I just wanted to say like that is also happening.
I also just feel like there is slightly a difference between like Republicans, conservatives, whatever, and like those who voted for Donald Trump. Like, I don't know if they are one in the same.
Yeah, there are definitely.
100%. There's so many. I've seen so many, like, men on TikTok be like, I have always voted Republican. This is my first time voting Democrat because, like, I can't vote for
like,
this
if man. You're a Republican, I don't hate you. If you voted for Trump, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Yeah. Because it's just like, you heard everything that he has done, and it's not a deal breaker for you, and you just
like
care
you're
about.
Not just voting for like Republican ideals and
like that'd be crazy to hate someone stuff. For that that's not the case.
Like you are enabling a psychopath.
I think though it is, and I know this is maybe we might disagree on this, but I do believe that I don't know, I don't want to put a number on it, there is a non-zero number of people that voted for Donald Trump that have not seen anything that we've seen about him.
Oh yeah.
They like their entire feed is all they see is if they see Kamala, it's her stumbling over her words. That's the only thing they've ever seen
of
her. And when they see Trump, they've only seen him like hugging Aiden Ross and like dancing.
Oh, the algorithm will distort you completely.
100%.
Because I'm not an Instagram Reels guy. I don't go on the Instagram Reels algorithm that much.
Love Reels.
And then, you know, my handful of conservative friends would send me you know, conservative reels and stuff, bashing Kamala, bashing Tim Walz. And then I would watch only those and then ignore my feed. And now my feed thinks I'm a hardcore Trump supporter. And it's, but now I see all the shit that they see constantly.
And if they're in a
and
different
it's frustrating because I'm like, give me something that's just on my side so
Matt,
I can send it back to them.
Comment and say, this is fucking cringe. You're a fucking moron. This is dumb. Take this down.
I did. I mean, I'm more of a fact checker and like correcting
that's fine.
Something that is wrong that they're sending me.
Like
that's,
social media is more
stuff
real
I
than real life.
In is I'm more of a this is false kind of a person when I do engage in stuff.
Yeah. this is a fun question that I do realize we haven't answered in a while. When did you guys realize you wanted a podcast together?
I
know it's it seems funny because there's people that have been we get new subscribers
the,
every
you can
single
watch
month.
The episode I think it was when we were doing Hoot and a Half at I had multiple sets, but when we kind of like first started I had you on and then you on separately and then both of y'all came on. And it was such a great dynamic. We were like, we should continue to do this.
At the end of the episode, this is like 3 years ago now, at the end of an episode of Hoot and a Half with Carly and Aaron, we were like having such a good time. And then at the end, we were like, we should start a podcast together. And then we went to a restaurant and we got food and then discussed it. And then we found a studio.
The porn studio.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Started off strong.
I wonder who that guy voted.
He probably didn't.
Yeah, he probably didn't vote.
But yeah, it's. I think there's a lot of people that don't know our origin story. Like, I think there might be people that still find out about us just from like the algorithm and whatever. So, thanks for being a person here. And if you did vote and you feel alone, you're not alone. A lot of people that watch the show feel the same way that we do. It's not all lost. Let's see some other questions here. Oh, what are some 3 feel-good movies to escape to in this dark time?
I would say some Miyazaki films. I would say Delivery Service.
They're all on HBO Max.
And Ponyo. And maybe Howl's Moving Castle. Those are my go-to feel-good movies. But if you want a little romance, I would go down the Nora Ephron route and watch When Harry Met Sally. You've Got Mail. And those are my two
like
favorite.
Like the Eras Tour.
And The Parent Trap.
Oh, The Eras Tour. That's a good one. What streaming service is that one on?
It's on Disney Plus.
Oh.
Honestly, like The Holdovers, it's like time. Oh, that's yes. good. It's like a feel-good movie. It's like of the season.
Wow, that's already been a year. That's what we watched. It came out last year around this time, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a really good one. Have you been watching any movies to try and distract yourself? And
Yeah, Plandemic.
We're all just flipping to the other side.
That one.
Plandemic. Loose Change, the 9/11 conspiracy.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Loose Change.
I watched that when I was like 11.
Yeah, Fahrenheit 9/11.
That's who's running our country now, folks.
Has Michael Moore made a documentary recently?
No, I don't think so. He should.
I feel like he's probably making one right now.
What was the one he made when I was in college?
Bowling for Columbine?
It was like
yellow. Oh, Fahrenheit 9/11.
That was it?
Yeah.
Or Bowling for Columbine. Aaron, do you have any other actual movies?
No.
Have you been watching anything?
No. I can't concentrate on a thing. I like go to watch a show and then I'm like, no, need the internet.
Yeah.
I know, it's scroll. Like a weird like feeling. It feels like a breakup.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Like that's how I felt, like to be honest.
I completely feel the same way.
Y'all are gonna like cringe, but like that's just how it feels. Cause like you wake up and then it all like comes rushing back.
Yeah, I just don't understand like people being like, get over it. It's like, what's wrong with people like having feelings? Yeah, I don't really understand.
They don't have feelings.
It's just them them being assholes.
Yeah.
It's not really them trying to do anything except that.
Yeah.
The amount of stick to OnlyFans. I'm like, okay, I will. I'm literally taking your money.
Yeah. Literally.
I have been feeling incredibly depressed every single day. I have not, like, I wake up thinking about it. It feels just like a breakup. That's a really good way to put it.
And the frustrating thing is people are going to watch this and be like, they're so overdramatic.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck you.
I
You're
know,
a loser.
It's just annoying.
Yeah, it's like, even if, I was saying this to Carly yesterday, like, even if everything that, like, we're using our brains that like Trump is actively telling us like these are the things I'm going to implement and I'm going to do that are really negative for like every minority group on fucking earth in our country, even if that never happens, knowing that you voted against it, like how do you forget that?
Yeah And we also built a more strong connection over what we thought is the shared vision of the future, and we really thought we were close to it. And we were so convinced. And I think also, like, if we would have been given signals weeks ahead that, like, Trump was absolutely destroying in the polls, I think it would have been a little bit easier of a letdown. Mm-hmm. But this feels like we were on our wedding night. And the night
like,
before
they
the
didn't
wedding,
show up.
Yeah, the woman was like, or the your partner was like, sorry, I don't want to marry you anymore.
Got cold feet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I, even on this podcast, I was nervous the whole time.
What do you mean? Oh, like that he was
going to... I did not think it was going to be a landslide at all.
I was delusional, and I'll admit it. Like, I I was
same.
Totally pilled. I was like, this is fucking it. Did
Carly
it.
Carly jinxed it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
A lot of questions about Carly jinxing it, by the way.
It did make me laugh because I saw on our subreddit that was like, Carly jinxed the election, and like, obviously they were kidding, and there's all these comments, and then one person, I was like so happy they wrote this. They're like, Carly, if you're reading this, I know she's going to internalize this.
Oh,
you did not jinx the
election.
Yeah,
you didn't. No, you didn't jinx
it. And I was like, no, I didn't. America fucking voted for Trump.
Do you think Trump won his second term after his first? Who do you think would be president right now?
Oh, that's a good question.
Probably not him. I think, the pandemic played a big part.
Well,
he couldn't run.
He would have, his second term would have been completed. If Joe Biden didn't win...
In 2020,
and Trump won.
Yeah,
who's running?
Who
in 2024?
Would be president right now?
I don't think. Oh,
I'm so curious. Like who's running? In that,
you mean who would win the
election? Well, who would run for
the Democratic Party, and then
I don't know.
I feel like also I'm so curious just what just that tangent universe would have been.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone would have voted for him.
Eric, who? We're saying in 2020 when Trump won against Joe Biden.
Yeah,
if Trump won, we would be at the end of Trump's second term, okay. And like, then he couldn't run again. So now, who are the two new people?
I don't know.
That is interesting because it'd just be like two completely new people. Yeah.
I feel like maybe Gavin Newsom. That guy's been, he's been.
My Twitter feed has been very funny about him.
Why?
You think Gavin Newsom would win on a national scale?
I don't think so.
We need like a sociopathic villain.
Yes.
On the
and
left.
He's just been posting videos of him and I'm like, I'm into it. Yeah.
Can I say something that tricked in my mind? Is I think we need someone with a Southern accent. Bill Clinton, George Bush.
Talk to a
like
Tim Cook.
Yeah, a lot of Americans have Southern accents, and when they have like an East Coast elite accent, I think that some of them are like, "Fuck this!" Like Bill Clinton is like from Arkansas and like played the saxophone and was like this cool Southern guy. And then I also saw this guy Andy Bashir. Do you know who that is?
Oh yeah,
he's like
he was going to be one of the VP picks, yes. Right? Yeah,
and he was basically
is he the bald guy.
No,
who's
he's
the bald
like a
guy?
He's
Mark
like
Kelly, I think.
Mark
I
Kelly, that's
him.
The guy from, he's the astronaut from Arizona.
He was bald, hot guy.
Yeah.
I think like a Southern accent might be the play we need to do because a lot of people in this country, so like it's just vibes. Like these people are just
that'll
like.
Get, for a Democrat, yeah, like that'll get the South.
Yeah, which is most of like the way that the Electoral College works is
know,
mostly
though.
The South.
And they should be a celebrity.
Maybe, yeah.
Who's raped women?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. There's no fucking shame anymore.
Political experience.
I'm making fun of fucking RFK's stupid fucking voice. I'm making fun of Elon Musk's stutter. I'm making fun of Trump's fucking spray tan, like, mental.
Easy.
It's like, fuck them. Just fuck all of them. This is what I was going to say too. We are all very upset, and it's right to be upset, and things are bad.
I'm going
to
buy a gun.
But you should.
Okay.
Scare them. But things are never as good or as bad as we think they are. I've been reading a lot of like Stoic stuff. We suffer more in imagination than we do in reality. Like,
but we also live in California.
I know. We
so
do.
So I do think we're
yeah, we're lucky.
Like so privileged.
Yes.
We live in a little bubble. We aren't
like
in the South.
What I'm thinking of is like Nolan's little sister who's like, I think she's 17, 18. And it's like she lives in a red state.
Yeah.
And it's like, so if all of this goes through, she won't have access to any kind of birth control. If she ends up pregnant, she's going to have to carry it to term. Like,
even if she wants the baby, she could literally die because care won't be granted.
That's the
to
thing.
Her.
Yeah, I think a lot of people on the right maybe don't understand that either. People getting abortions isn't like, oh, we're having so much fun and being crazy, having sex 24/7, like just getting abortions every day.
No,
it's
literally
like,
the amount of, well, close your legs then that I saw yesterday is just like unbearably.
It's just like
horrifying.
So stupid. A lot of miscarriages are abortions. They're the same. They're called abortions. So sometimes when a woman has a miscarriage,
you have to terminate it.
Yeah, you have to like perform that abortion so she can live. And if if you don't do that, she will die. And that's happened a couple of times
A lot of times.
Oh, a lot of times.
Yeah,
so far.
It's so that's not to say that anything that you just said is incorrect. Like, of course, things are bad and they will get worse. We have to acknowledge that, but they're not going to be as bad as they can. Like, it could always get worse and it could always get better. And I think like the despair that people are feeling is very valid. But like, I want to encourage people, like people that live in those red states, like it is now, unfortunately, to be an American, it means we have to like defend and fight for rights. That is just, we have had a insanely lucky 30-year, 40-year run of like insane progress. Our generation before us had some steps backwards and some steps forward. The generation after us is clearly having steps backward. Like, if you are in a red state and you are a woman or you are a man who does not hate women, you have to just get involved to the level that you weren't before. Like, you need to now take on more responsibility to be an American because you live in a place that, at least still for now, you have the ability to make your voice heard. It wasn't heard to the level we want it, but there are local city councils, there are mayors, there are Congress people, Senate people that you can vote for in your local places, and your state can make the laws now. And abortion did get passed on a few states. I know it's not all of them, but we have to be pushing in the direction we want because there's people pushing against us. And so like despair
feels like a good option right now, and maybe it is for a couple weeks, a couple months. We'll get through it, and then we need to like continue the fight and push like we never have before. But giving up to me is not a solution. And I'm not saying that women need to do this. I think it's on us who have the privilege, myself, my friend Matt, straight white men who have all this fucking privilege, have to use it full-throatedly, and I plan to do so. I'm wearing pink. I'm doing what I can. I wish there was an anti-MAGA hat that I would wear every fucking day to let people know that being on this like MAGA cringe loser soy boy incel beta cuck loser fucking side of reality, you're a fucking loser and I hate you. Yeah.
Ditto.
Me too.
You, like, I saw this clip of Matt Walsh who... He's like, by the way, guys, I voted for Trump. You're like, I voted
our
for
producer.
Trump. Yeah, no, I know.
Like, we don't know that. We don't know that.
I don't. Literally, if you did, I'd say it to your face. Go fuck yourself.
Like,
we need a new studio.
I would say, like, Matt, like, I think a lot of these boys are just insecure. And I saw this thing of Matt Walsh. He's like, who Matt Walsh, again, don't even look him up because he's a useless piece of shit. But he was like, yeah, I've never, like, had like a friend come over after like a couple beers and like sat me down and was just like, you know, I really love you, man. Like, I don't get, like, is that real? Do people really do that?
Sad.
And that is who young men are being raised by right now. Like, that guy has millions of people that listen to him. And if you listen to him, you're a fucking loser and you need to stop listening to fucking losers, because don't be a fucking loser. There's way cooler people to be, like us. Hang out with hot, funny, smart, cool girls. Like, your life will get better. My life is infinitely better because I hang out with hot, cool, funny, smart girls like Carly and Aaron. Yeah. And if you're hanging out with like a bunch of MAGA wearing dudes that think like,
have fun ever having sex again.
Yeah. Like,
it's the well, 4B... they don't need permission.
Huh?
Is they don't need permission.
That's true.
Is it the 4B movement?
Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that?
Well, it's happened like
boobs,
in South
boobs,
Korea.
Boobs.
That women, times four.
That it's like a political movement that's happening like with women in South Korea where they are refusing to have
like deal with men at all
until they get full
date,
rights
sex,
and recognition,
anything.
All of that. And so that's why like South Korea is having like a population growth problem.
So now everyone in America is like, 4B movement, let's get it. Yeah. I don't need a fucking man.
Yeah. If you are a MAGA dude, I would encourage you to find a gay friend, find a black friend, find a woman friend.
Oh, they're not going to do that.
I know, but...
they're also not... They're also
I have to...
It
is not
how there. Many of those friends, though, do not have... Or how many of those types of people
I am
don't
trying
have
to use my friends white...
It's not crazy. Like, they're literally racist. They hate
They also
women.
Are not listening at this point. Yeah.
They might be. There might be...
Yeah, and they're probably just like, dummies.
We're going to get
dummies.
These clips.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
Well, I saw a tweet... This is in one of my likes right now. It says, Andrew Tate was indoctrinating your child, not Trixie Mattel.
Correct.
Yep.
And did you see Andrew Tate responded to Sally Dar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck him. Fuck Andrew Tate.
I mean, that's insane. Although I'd probably frame it just to be like silly.
Just be like, wow.
Frame the Andrew Tate tweet.
Someone said, does this mean that 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue will now be listed in the National Sex Offender Registry?
Dang.
Wow.
Well, wow. I mean...
Damn.
I'm sure other presidents
Someone
have done.
Said, this is like fucked up, but funny. Trump should take a Trump should take a victory lap around Dallas in a convertible.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Do we think he really got shot?
Trump?
I JFK? Think
Trump. No,
JFK's head just did that.
Just, yeah.
That's my favorite theory.
Yeah, yeah, I do think
I just like, because when it happened, I was like, yeah, this probably happened. Like, I didn't doubt it. But like, the amount of photos that are like weeks after it happened, it's like insane. But
there's too much orchestra. There's too much. Yeah, he was like, is there a scar?
He's like, I don't see anything.
It's like right here, but like, I don't know. That would take way too much orchestration for them to pull
I'm
off.
I'm not like trying
that
to be conspiracy.
It's just a stunt for publicity's sake. I don't buy that.
Yeah.
I don't buy that to get that many people and that one kid who was
Someone
the shooter
died.
To die.
And the audience member.
Yeah.
I think the conspiracy is just that the bullet is not what hurt his ear. It was like a glass shattered or when he got knocked down, his ear got scraped. But yeah. If you were a kitchen appliance, which kitchen appliance would you be?
Connect.
You know what? Probably an air fryer. I think they're pretty like new age progressive. And
have I told you about the lady I follow?
Bringing new things to the table.
I would walk over to the White House and stick Donald Trump's tiny little dick inside of it and blend it right up.
A grinder?
Yeah, a blender.
Okay,
I think mine is a spoon.
Yeah.
You want to be a chop. Yeah.
I love a slap.
Sorry, it's going to take a while.
You'd be a spoon, you said?
I don't know. I just said spoon.
Is that an appliance? That's a utensil.
I was just thinking of the kitchen.
Appliances are like...
Carly doesn't cook. You'll learn.
I don't know. I'll have to learn today. Yeah. I need my outfit. Well, when you said air fryer, did I tell you about the lady I follow on TikTok? Like, cringy lady who goes live, like, all day. And she has an air fryer, like, next to her bed. And she, like...
What?
She, air fries.
Next to her bed?
Yeah.
You want to throw.
And I think an actual, like, fryer.
The
like a deep fryer?
The lady is Carly.
What?
It's you. She just doesn't show her face.
Yeah, she's like, this lady I follow.
I go live on TikTok and there's shelves behind my bed with, like, air fryers.
Is she using the air fryers because she doesn't want to get out of bed to cook?
I guess,
yeah. That's disgusting.
She, like, if you watch it, you'd be like, oh, this is the exact type of person. It's, like, super laggy. Like, her hair's all kind of fucked. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's just... one of them.
Well, do you have an appliance you'd want to be?
Oh, I think my microwave, because that's the most thing I use, probably.
That's a good one. What was yours? An air fryer?
Air fryer.
You'd be a blender.
Yeah.
Would you be your coffee maker?
I was thinking maybe to be like a coffee grinder, because it makes sounds, it moves a little bit, it gets new beans every day.
Oh, that's cute.
It's like a hand one or an
auto one? No, the automatic one that I use. Or like a juicer. Is that the same thing as a blender?
No,
a juicer you like drop in fruit through like a
juicer. Yeah, that seems like a
cool,
fun.
Yeah. I just don't want to clean
it's
a juicer.
It's a nightmare to clean.
It was like a whole thing, one cup.
No, we're not juicing.
It takes you like 20 fucking minutes.
They have the technology to make like self-cleaning or like a way that like where it goes through the tube and then it...
I think the trick with juicing is like you got to batch it.
Oh, okay.
Like make a big batch that'll last you for however long juice lasts for.
But celery juice is amazing if you have access to that.
Is it? Fresh
celery juice. Oh my God. Well, Zane would have Leah make fresh celery juice. And
what does it do for you?
Sometimes Zane wouldn't get it and I would drink it. Oh. I would have like a... glass of celery juice, like probably once a week when I was living with Zane, made me feel amazing. Huh. Like days where I felt like absolute shit after a whole thing of celery juice.
Huh.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What are we doing for self-care during this awful time?
Nothing.
The gym.
Have you been making it to the gym?
Mm-hmm.
I had Pilates every on day. Wednesday, so like after we like found out, and I was just like, I'm canceling. Like
you
I just
didn't go?
I was just not in a good place, like at all. Yeah.
That's fair. Are you doing anything to try and
honestly,
your
like,
mind
I
and
think
your mood?
Looking at the internet for me, like, does help for some reason.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't feel like I'm doom scrolling when I'm on the internet.
It is definitely a mental health thing, too, where, like, for the past 3 months, we've been using TikTok and Reels and Twitter to, like, find memes and these beautiful videos and, like, inspiring things. And now every time we look at it, we're just reminded about how disappointed we are.
Yeah.
So, that's been tough for me. I'm just trying to watch movies that I like so that way I'm not just doing the classic dopamine thing and also just like getting my mind completely into a different world.
Yeah, reading. I've been reading too.
Reading, yeah. So just taking breaks from it.
I'm gonna get the new Kindle.
You are watching Bravo?
Matcha.
Not really. I feel like it's I've been watching a lot of TikTok. Mine is definitely like all about this, but I think like it's kind of like commiserating with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it's like just like therapeutic a little bit. Yeah.
Like a reminder that like not everyone is horrible.
Yeah.
And that like everyone feels terrible.
Yeah.
That's what Nolan and I were talking about. And I was like, one of the good things about this is like so many people are so upset and like scared and outraged. And it's not like everyone was just like, okay, that would be scarier.
I think more people are upset than people are happy. Like the people that are happy, I think are just like, okay, my guy won. I guess
my
it's
economy
fine.
Will be better.
Yeah. Like they think gas prices are going to get lower and groceries are going to go down.
Oh yeah, no, and, like, you're fucked.
But like, they're not celebrating to the level that we would be if we won, and they're not, and we're much more sad than they are happy.
Yeah.
And that means that there is more people that are more informed and more aware, but the way that our voting system works and, like, the way that people just were more apathetic than evil, I think, is, like, a problem, and it's not all bad. There are still millions and millions and millions of people who voted for her, and that is the America that we need to remember that we still live in, and will continue to build on. As Joe Biden likes to say, we are America and we own the finish line. Have you ever seen that speech of his?
No.
When he was, like, still sharp, he was so good at giving, like, America is number one. Like, we own the finish. He'd talk like a fucking wrestler about America. And a lot of people are like, okay, well, yeah, we do a lot of bad shit. But now I want to get, like, real pro-America, still believe that, like, the flag is ours. Patriotism is ours, and this idea that, like, MAGA is America, fuck that.
I know.
Just feels like it right now.
It feels like it right now.
We're lucky to still live here, but think of all the millions of people whose, like, status is being threatened.
Dude, because
of
this I know.
It sucks. It's not good. But know that there are voices that are thinking about you, and we care about you, and we are hopeful and doing what we can and using our voice to help you because we believe in it, and not everyone hates you if you live in a place that did not vote the way you wanted. It might seem like it, but just look at everyone who watches this podcast in the comments here. Go online, find communities that are aligned with you. Join Facebook groups of people that are aligned with you. Start conversations, like, comment on TikToks that are aligned with you. You're not alone. We are here for you. And things will get bad, but they will get better.
Stay with us.
Try and stay with us.
Any last words, anyone else?
Oh, we're done.
There's a lot of work to do. Keep at it. And you are loved.
Or don't.
Don't be apathetic.
If you can.
I think it's okay to be right now.
Right now.
Right now, you're entitled to your
own. Like, I've literally been trying to do this for the past decade with this man. It's like, what's going to change now?
White men are going to come to the rescue.
I'm so sure.
You're the fucking worst ones.
All right, well, we'll see you next week, I think, if we're still a country.
Toodles.
We'll be a country till at least January. Till January, what, 20th?
Till January 6th when we do the Pride Parade at the Capitol. Oh, all right, we'll see you next week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.